When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1525. 5 Toothbrushing FAQs by Crystal Raypole with Healthline.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. And don't forget, we have a bunch of shows where we narrate articles for you. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find all of them. And with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. 5 Toothbrushing FAQs by Crystal Raypole with Healthline.com. Oral health is a key part of overall wellness. You can help improve your oral health with regular brushing, which helps to prevent plaque and tartar buildup, prevent cavities, lower your risk of gum disease, and lower your risk of certain oral cancers. Brushing habits differ from person to person, but experts recommend brushing twice each day for at least 2 minutes at a time. Along with brushing frequency, it's also important to consider the way you brush your teeth, the kind of brush you use, and other factors. Listen on to learn more about recommended brushing habits, including the ideal amount of time to spend brushing and good toothbrushing techniques. 1. How long should I brush my teeth? Current recommendations from the American Dental Association, or ADA, encourage brushing for 2 minutes twice per day. If you spend less than 2 minutes brushing, you won't remove as much plaque from your teeth. If 2 minutes sounds much longer than what you've been doing, you're not alone. According to the authors of a 2009 study, most people only brush for about 45 seconds. The study looked at how brushing time affected plaque removal in 47 people. The results suggest that increasing brushing time from 45 seconds to 2 minutes may help remove up to 26% more plaque. 2. How should I brush my teeth? Along with making sure to brush your teeth for the recommended amount of time, it's also important to use a good brushing technique. The American Dental Association has developed these guidelines for proper brushing. 1. Hold your toothbrush at a 45-degree angle to your gums. 2. Brush with short strokes about the width of one tooth. 3. Move your toothbrush back and forth along the outside surfaces of your teeth, applying gentle pressure as you brush. 4. Use back and forth motion to brush along the chewing surfaces of your teeth. 5. To properly brush the inner surfaces of your teeth, hold your toothbrush vertically and brush up and down along the insides of your teeth. 6. Brush your tongue using a few back-to-front strokes to remove bad breath-causing bacteria. 7. Rinse your toothbrush after you use it. And 8. Store your toothbrush in an upright position. If your partner, roommate, or family members store their toothbrushes in the same place, make sure your toothbrushes don't touch each other. Let your toothbrush air dry instead of storing it in a closed toothbrush holder. It's also a good idea to floss once each day before brushing. Flossing helps remove particles of food and plaque between your teeth that you can't reach with just your toothbrush. 3. When's the best time to brush my teeth? Some dentists may recommend brushing after each meal. In general, though, if you're brushing twice a day, you'll probably brush once in the morning and once before you go to bed. If you typically brush after eating breakfast, try to wait at least an hour after you eat to brush your teeth. Waiting to brush is even more important if you eat or drink something acidic, such as citrus or coffee. Brushing too soon after having acidic foods or drinks can remove the enamel from your teeth that's been weakened by the acid. If you're planning to have orange juice for breakfast, for example, and don't have time to wait an hour, consider brushing your teeth before eating. If that's not an option, rinse your mouth with some water after breakfast and chew sugar-free gum until an hour has passed. 4. Can you brush your teeth too much? Brushing your teeth 3 times a day or after each meal likely won't damage your teeth. However, brushing too hard or too soon after eating acidic foods can. Aim to use a light touch when brushing. While it might feel like you're deep cleaning your teeth by brushing forcefully, it can actually wear down your tooth enamel and irritate your gums. Brush check. Not sure if you're brushing too hard? Take a look at your toothbrush. If the bristles are flattened, you're probably brushing too hard. It's also probably time for a new toothbrush. 5. What kind of toothbrush should I be using? It's best to use a soft bristled toothbrush to clean your teeth. Using a hard bristled toothbrush may lead to receding gums and damaged enamel, especially if you tend to use a lot of pressure when you brush. Replace your toothbrush as soon as the bristles begin to bend, fray, and wear out. Even if the bristles don't seem to be frayed, it's a good idea to replace your toothbrush every 3 to 4 months. Manual or electric? A 2014 literature review looked at data from 51 trials and suggests that electric toothbrushes may be more effective than manual brushes. The best results came from electric toothbrushes with rotating heads. Still, your daily brushing habits matter more than the type of brush you use. Opt for whatever's most comfortable for you, or will make you more likely to brush for the recommended 2 minutes twice a day. For example, if you tend to brush on the go, a manual brush is probably your best option. But if you're motivated by that extra clean feeling, a good electric toothbrush with rotating heads might be a better option. The bottom line. Brushing your teeth regularly is a key way to improve oral health. Aim to gently brush at least twice each day for 2 minutes each time. Experts also recommend regular professional cleanings, both to keep your teeth clean and to catch early signs of tooth or gum issues requiring treatment. You just listened to the post titled 5 Toothbrushing FAQs by Crystal Raypole with Healthline.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. As a kid, and probably like most kids, I used to dread going to the dentist. I swear I'd have nightmares about it. But now I actually look forward to it. I see it as a competition with myself. Can I get a better report back from my dentist than my last checkup? Look, I already know I'm a huge nerd. You don't need to remind me. Now, I do find I prefer a manual toothbrush over an electric one. Now, to be sure I brush for the recommended 2 minutes, I'll play a song or a video clip. And when that clip or song is over, I know I've hit the 2 minute mark and maybe even gone over. And something else that today's author Crystal mentioned that is super important. Brushing twice a day for 2 minutes each time is super important, but what may be even more important is flossing. So please don't forget to floss as well. That alone will make your dentist very happy, I promise. All right, that'll do it for me for today. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual for our Friday Q&A, so definitely come back for that, where your optimal life awaits.